Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
Could you please turn with me to the book of Hebrews?
请大家一同翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 6.
第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6. We'll start with verse 19.
我们先从希伯来书第六章第十九节开始。
And we will read through the first half of verse 20.
然后我们也读第二十节的上半段。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19.
希伯来书第六章第十九节。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered.As a forerunner for us.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且进入幔内，做先锋的耶稣。
The book of Mark.
我们一同来看马可福音。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
Mark chapter 15.
马可福音十五章。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last, and the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The book of John,
约翰福音
chapter 19,
第十九章。
John chapter 19,
约翰福音十九章
Verse 28
我们从二十八节开始读
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth.When Jesus therefore had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事情已经成了，为要应使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful to you this morning that we have the chance to meet in your presence.
主耶稣，早晨我们何等的感谢你，让我们有机会能够在你面前聚集。
Lord, we thank you for how much you love us.
我们感谢你何等的爱我们。
And Lord, in your heart, you have those things that you would like to reveal to us.
在你的心中，你要启示你向我们所启示的。
So Lord, we pray that today, Lord, may you have the complete liberty and authority to be able to speak your word.
主耶稣，我们今天祷告，愿你有完全的自由和权柄在我们中间向我们说你需要说的话。
Lord, may you take away those things in our hearts that separate us from you.
把我们心中一切拦阻我们遇见你的事情都挪去。
For the speaker, for the translating, for all of us who are listening to you.Lord, we are only waiting for your voice.
主耶稣，我们无论是讲的、是翻的、是听的，我们只是静静的等候在你的面前。
So Lord, may you hold us near to your heart.
愿我们能够来到你的心中。
And may you have all of the praise, Lord.
愿你得到我们的敬拜。
And may all you have all of the glory.
愿你得到一切的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样的祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the young people have gathered together over the last several days to consider one verse.
弟兄姐妹们，我们中间的年轻人在过去几天中间有一些聚集，他们一同思考一节经文。
It is finished.
就是主耶稣所说的成了。
Now this word finished,
这个主耶稣所讲的成了。
What does it mean? 他所代表的是什么呢? It means something that had been in his heart to accomplish was accomplished.
这个意味着在他心中所要成就的那件事情完成了。
We sometimes hear this verse so frequently that we think it was no big deal.
我们常常听见这些经文，以至于我们就不是特别在意它。
He was finally had gone through such difficulty that when he died, it was over and he was relieved.
他在世上经历了一切的苦难，然后他在十字架上死了，这些都成就了。
Look, may we never think that that was what he meant.
让我们永远不要想，这就是他所要向我们讲的全部。When
our Lord said it is finished,
当主耶稣向我们说成了的时候，
a great thing was accomplished.
一个伟大的事情完成了。Something
that had been in his heart for so long.
在他心中从很久以来就隐藏的那件事情。It
wasn't simply the completion of his duty.
不是仅仅是完成了他在地上的责任。It
wasn't simply a relief of his suffering.
也不是仅仅他从苦难中得了释放。
Brothers and sisters, there is something in his heart that had been there for eternity.
弟兄姐妹们， 自从很古以来在他心中有一件事情，
and no one else could accomplish it,
没有人能够完成这件事情，
but the Son of God,
只有神的儿子。
And when he came on that day,
当他那天来到地上的时候，
and he was crucified,
他被钉在十字架上，
he accomplished it,
他完成了这件事情，
and he declared,
所以他就宣布，
it is finished,
成了。
Brothers and sisters, this was not a small claim.
弟兄姐妹们,
that day was the day of days.
那一天,
in fact, for all of us, we have no life if that day never happened.
对于我们所有的人, 如果那一天的事情没有发生,
and, in that, excuse me, and in that day,
在那一天,
that word,
那一个主耶稣所说的话,
finished,
成了,
was the word of words.
是所有人类所讲的语言当中, 最大的,
we had shared that of all the great sayings that have been made,
我们分享到所有人类所有说的智慧的话语,
to those who have been saved,
对于我们这些得救的人来讲,
it was the greatest word.
这是一个最伟大的话,
it is finished.
成了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
what was finished?
什么成了呢?
Well, on that day, as the Lord was crucified on the cross,
当一天主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上的时候,
there was a crowd who had gathered around him.
在他的面前有许多的人聚集,
and many people were watching what happened.
许多人都看当时所发生的事,
they had come from very different places,
他们从不同的地方来,
with very different backgrounds,
从不同的背景中来,
but all the eyes were on one man.
但是所有人的眼光都注目着主耶稣基督。
There are some who came because they hated him,
有些人来了因为他们恨他,
and they enjoyed watching him suffer.
所以他们看见他受苦就高兴。
There were others who came because they had nowhere else to go.
有些人来了因为他们没有别的地方可去。
Not only were the eyes of man upon him,
不仅是人的眼注视着他,
but the principalities were watching.
天使的眼也注视着他,
the demons were swirling.
魔鬼的眼也在那边观看,
and they thought if we can just have him sin once,
他们想如果我们只要使他犯罪一次,
one sin,
只有一个罪,
and we will have the full victory.
我们就有全部的胜利了。
One thought,
只有一个意念,
this is not fair,
这个不公平。
One thought of why me,
有一个意念说, 为什么是我呢?
And the victory would have been theirs.
得胜就是在魔鬼的手中。
But we are thankful, brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹, 我们何等的感谢,
our Lord would not be defeated.
我们的主耶稣他不会失败。
And on that day,
在那一天,
it is finished,
成了,
it was our victory.
是我们的得胜。
And brothers and sisters, we are so thankful for that.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们为着这个何等的感谢神。
And we have been looking at this moment from all of the different viewpoints of the people who were there.
我们在这个时候从所有站在那边的人不同的角度来看这件事情。
And what we have seen is what the Lord accomplished was tremendous.
我们看见主耶稣为我们所成就的是何等的大事。
We sometimes have asked at gospel meetings, if you were the only person alive on the earth, the Lord would still have died for you.
我们有的时候在福音聚会中会问这样的问题, 如果你是全世界中唯一的人, 一个人, 主耶稣基督也会为你而死。
Now the sentiment of that is true.
这个问题所讲的真理是对的。
But the purpose of it is not.
但是他的目的不是这样, 不仅仅是这样。
Because the Lord had a huge purpose on that day.
因为主耶稣基督在那天, 他有一个何等大的使命。
And it involved many of us.
它包括了我们全部所有的人。
All of us.
所有的人。
And so, brothers and sisters, who was there on that day?
所以弟兄姐妹们，那一天在十字架底下有谁站在那里
？On the first morning when we shared together,
在头一天早晨我们所分享到
，we considered the vantage point of the sinner who was hung on the cross next to him.
我们讲到了在主耶稣身旁所挂着那两个强盗。
This man on the cross was a deep sinner.
这个挂在十字架上的，他们的确是罪人。
The law was an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, life for a life.
那时候的法律说是以眼还牙，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以命偿命。
And so here was a man who was asked to give his life up.
所以那个人因着他犯了罪，所以他要付上自己生命的代价。
He was a great sinner.
他是一个大罪人。
And on that day, he watched.
在那一天，他看见。
He had the closest viewpoint.
他非常近的看见。
Of the interaction between the Lord and the people who were in the crowd.
他看见了主耶稣是怎样和这些群众们。
He heard what was hurled at him from the passersby.
他听见了那些人怎样羞辱主耶稣。
He heard what the Pharisees cried out against him.
他听见了那些法利赛人怎样反对主耶稣。
And he watched the Lord.
他看主耶稣。
He even joined in at the beginning.
在开始的时候，他也和这些其他人一起来攻击主耶稣。
But over a period of time, something changed.
但是随着时间的流去，他的心改变了。
Brothers and sisters, did that man see anything spectacular that day?
弟兄姐妹们，那个人在那天他看见了一个特别的情况。
Many people had seen all the great things the Lord had done.
很多人看见了主耶稣所做奇妙伟大的事情。
All of the miracles.
所有的那些神迹。
The things that were fascinating to them.
这些人对他这些事情对他们来讲是何等的惊奇。
But on that day, the Lord did nothing fascinating.
但是在那一天，主耶稣没有做惊奇的事情。
Nothing spectacular.
没有做特别的事情。
But this man saw in him something that was different.
但是这个人他从主耶稣身上看见了一个不同的生命。
He didn't see the great God.
他没有看见那个伟大的神。
He saw the good God.
他看见了那个良善的神。
He saw in this man something in his nature that was different.
他看见了在他的生命的本性里边有不同。
There was a kindness.
在那里边有慈爱。
And he looked on his enemies with love.
他看见他的敌人向他们充满了爱。
And at the last moment,
在那最后的时刻
he said,
他说
Jesus, will you remember me when you come in your kingdom?
他说主耶稣当你的德国的时候求你纪念我。
And our Lord said something that he had been wanting to say for a long, long time.
我们主耶稣就在那里边说了一句话，是他长久以来一直在心里边要说的一句话。
In fact, he could not say it before.
但实际上在这之前，他不能说这句话。
But on that day,
在那一天
I believe with joy,
我相信主耶稣是里边充满了喜乐。
Our Lord said,
他说
Today, you will be with me in paradise.
说今天你要和我同在乐园里。
This was in his heart for a long time.
这句话实际上在他心中里边已经隐藏了很久。
And he finally could say it.
在那一个时刻，他终于可以说出来。
And from this man's vantage point,
所以从这个人他的特别的角度来看
，When our Lord cried out, "It is finished."
当主耶稣说成了的时候
，He knew all of his sins had been forgiven.
他知道他所有的罪已经都得了赦免。
And all the things that he had done, they were paid for.
所有他所做的错事。都已经付上了赎价。
And heaven was now open to him.
天向着他是打开的。
It is finished.
成了。
And brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful truth.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个何等奇妙的真理。
But it is just the beginning.
但是这仅仅是开始。
There was a woman.
有一个女人。
In the crowd.
也在当时也在这些观众。
Her name was Mary.
她的名字是玛利亚。
She had been demon possessed.
她曾经被鬼附过。
And she had begun to manifestthe nature of these demons.
而且呢，他也开始显示这个鬼在他身上所显的能力。
And one day she came in contact with the Lord.
但是有一天他遇见了主。
And the Lord cast these demons out.
主耶稣就把这些鬼从他身上赶了出去。
And Mary knew how did this happen?
玛利亚知道这些事情是怎么发生的。
Because she had given a little bit of her heart over and over so that the enemy had a little foothold in her heart.
因为他的心慢慢的是转向了仇敌，所以仇敌呢就在他的心中得了地位。
Little by little, she had given her heart away.
只是一点点的把他心，让仇敌可以霸占。
And brothers and sisters, the enemy's tactics they have not changed.
弟兄姐妹们，仇敌的诡计
Over the years, he has gone about stealing our hearts in the same way.
所有这些年间, 他都一直在以同样的方法来偷窃我们的心灵。
A little foothold in our heart.
就开始是一点点的抓住我们的心。
And then more and more.
越来越多的霸占我们的心。
But brothers and sisters, there's one day where Mary was set free.
但是弟兄姐妹们, 有一天, 玛利亚得了释放。
And Mary decided something in her heart.
玛利亚在她心中有一个决定。
There is only one place on this earth where I will be safe.
在所有的全地上, 只有一个地方我是安全的。
And that will be near my Lord Jesus.
那个地方就是在主耶稣亲近的地方。
So I don't care where he goes.
所以我不管主耶稣到什么地方去,
I am going to be there.
我要跟随他。
And I will never be apart from his closeness.
我永远不离开他。
And so that was her secret.
所以这是他心中的秘密。
Wherever he goes,
所以无论他到什么地方去,
I will go.
我要到什么地方。
Because if I don't,
如果我不跟随他的话,
the enemy will start to creep back in.
仇敌就会继续,
and brothers and sisters, this is such an important lesson for all of us.
弟兄姐妹们,
we stay near to him. And we have our protection. But brothers and sisters, there is that day.
但弟兄姐妹们在那一天,
where she saw her Lord crucified on the cross.
And
at first she was at a distance. But somehow during the day she had moved closer.
但是在那一天的过程当中,他离主越来越近。
And she saw him,
他看见了他,
her Lord,
他的主,
crucified,
被挂在十字架上。
And when he had died,
当主耶稣断气的时候,
he had given up his spirit,
他把他灵魂交付给神。
And they had buried him in a tomb.
他们把他埋葬在一个坟墓当中。
Mary had nowhere else to go.
玛利亚没有别的地方可去。
So she waited by the tomb.
所以他就在坟墓面前等着。
Until one day she was the first to see him risen.
直到有一天, 她第一个人看见了主耶稣从死里复活。
She thought he was a gardener.
她想她这是一个管员工。
But when she knew who he was,
但是她当她知道他是主的时候,
she hugged him.
她就拥抱主。
And then the Lord said the second thing that he had been longing to say for all time.
所以主耶稣在那个时候说了第二句话, 也是在心中很久以来就想说的话。
Our Lord said to Mary, go to my brethren.
主耶稣对玛利亚说,
tell them that I am going to my Father and to your Father.
And
he could never say this before. But from Mary's vantage point, we were now not set strangers just brought together for common purposes. We were now part of his family. It is finished. Brothers and sisters, we are now part of his family.
弟兄姐妹们,
and then we consider the Pharisees.
让我们看一下这些法利赛人,
the Pharisees were hurling insults at him.
这些法利赛人, 他们一直在侮辱羞辱主耶稣。
They hated him.
他们恨主。
They hated him because they claimed that you were saved by outward things.
因为他们恨主, 他们是因为他们觉得可以从外表的行为得救。
That if you behaved in the right way,
如果你的行为正确了,
or if you live the right lifestyle,
所以你的生活方式对了,
that was proof that you were saved. But our Lord could not stand that.
但是我们主耶稣,
because this was not true. Because the Lord said that it is life that saves you. And your lifestyle can never save you. And so he said, you are like a bunch of whitewashed coffins.
所以他就叫这些法利赛人说你们只是一个外表粉饰的坟墓。
You are clean on the outside.
你们从外表上去看是洁净的。
But on the inside you are full of dead bones.
但是在你们里边充满了死人的骨头。
And so they hated him.
所以他们就恨主。
Because all of their self-esteem, he was saying, doesn't count.
因为主耶稣告诉他们, 他们所有的自尊都是没有用处的。
But brothers and sisters, there is one Pharisee.
但是弟兄姐妹们那边有一个法利赛人,
he knew that his lifestyle couldn't save him.
他知道他的生活的方式不能使他得救。
And so in the middle of the night,
所以在那天一天的夜晚,
he came before the Lord.
他来到主耶稣面前。
And he asked the Lord about the kingdom.
他向主耶稣询问关于天国的事情。
And our Lord told him that very famous verse.
主耶稣就告诉他那个非常我们大家都熟悉的一段经文。
For God so loved the world that he
神爱世人,
that he gave his only begotten son,
他把他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in him should not perish.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
But have eternal life.
反得永生。
He had told them, you must be born again.
他告诉他你必须重生。
And so Nicodemus thought, how am I supposed to plunge myself back into my mother's womb?
所以尼哥底母他就自己想，我怎样能够回到母腹中再生呢？
He didn't understand.
他没有完全明白。
And he didn't understand what the Lord meant by eternal life.
他没有明白主耶稣关于永生是什么。
He and many of us, we don't know.
我们中间也是有许多人，我们没有完全理解。
When we're saved, our current natural life will just go on forever.
我们想，当我们得救的时候，我们这个生命的天性就永远继续下去。
But brothers and sisters, our natural life will die.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们这个属肉体的天性要死。
For every one of us,
每个人都是一样。
It will die.
我们都要经历这个身体的死。
But on that day,
但是在那一天
，When our Lord hung on the cross,
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，He gave His life for us.
他把他的生命赐给了我们。
And His life was released to us.
他的生命赐给了我们。
And there was a substitution.
那在那里边有个代替。
We no longer needed to die.
我们不需要再死。
He took our death.
他把我们的死放在自己的肩上。
And in trade.
所赐给我们的。
Which is good for us.
乃是对于我们是何等的良善。
He gave us his life.
他把他的生命赐给了我们。
And so, brothers and sisters, we think back to the man on the cross.
所以弟兄姐妹们，但我们再回想一下，在十字架上所挂的另外一个人。
He was washed clean.
他的罪被洗干净。
And we wondered why.
那我们就觉得为什么呢？
Because we know that the bride...
因为我们知道这个新郎
She is to be without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
对不起，这个新娘是没有皱纹，没有疾病。
And so if someone one day wanted to build the perfect house,
有一天如果有一个人要建一个非常完美的房子
without any defect whatsoever,
没有任何的瑕疵
and he took the doorknob,
所以他拿着那个门栓
and turned the doorknob,
他就开始开门
and it fell out.
这门栓就掉下来了。
The man would have to clean the doorknob.
所以这个人呢，他要清理这个门栓里边的东西。
Until it was to what its original intention was.
所以这个他就可以实行他原来所设计的那个功用。
And then he would take the door.
所以他要拿下这个门。
And clean the door.
要清洗这个门。
Sand it down.
要把这个所有的表面都清洗掉。
Until it became its original purpose.
要成为他原来那个功用。
If the bride is to be without spot or wrinkle.
如果这个心腹是没有瑕疵没有皱纹
We must be without spot or wrinkle.
我们也应该是没有瑕疵没有皱纹
Because if there's one defect in the doorknob,
如果在那个门栓上有一个污点
The bride would have a spot.
这个新娘她也会有玷污
And so we see when it is finished, it was not just for the man hanging on the cross.
所以我们看见成了不仅仅是为着挂在十字架上那个人
The Lord's heart was for his bride.
主耶稣的心乃是为着他的心腹。
And she must be cleaned.
她要成为洁净。
Without spot or wrinkle.
要没有瑕疵，没有皱纹。
And after that,
在那之后
she must have his life in her.
她也要在她的里边成为她的生命。
She's characterized, she's built by living stones.
她要成为被活石所建造。
We can have a perfect rock.
我们可以有一个非常好的一块石头
All cleaned off
所以都已经洗干净了
But it wasn't enough
但是这个并不够
The Lord's heart was that the bride she has to be built
我们的心我们主耶稣基督的心乃是这个新娘要被建立
She has to be built up with living stones
乃是用活石所建立
And so he poured out his life on that day
所以他把他生命那天都倾倒出来
It is finished
成了
Brothers and sisters, much more than just our salvation
弟兄姐妹们，这远远是超过我们的救恩。
And it's much more than just that we don't have to go to hell.
也不是，也远远超过我们仅仅不走不下地狱。
His bride is characterized by his life.
他的心腹乃是用他的生命所建造出来。
And before that, the life was in our Lord.
在那之前，这个生命在主耶稣基督里。
And it could not come into us.
是不能达到我们的。
But on that day.
但是在那一天
It was poured out for us.
主耶稣把他的生命倾倒出来
Without spot or wrinkle.
没有皱纹没有斑点
Filled with his life.
乃是充满了他的生命
And then yesterday morning, we shared about the vantage point of John.
昨天早晨我们和年轻人分享到从约翰的这个角度来看
John had come. And he had been watching. And he saw when the Roman centurion thrust the spear into our Lord's side.
And it
pierced him.
And
out came water and blood.
血和水从他的肋旁流出.
And many brothers have told us that this is not unlike when Eve was created from Adam's side.
很多的弟兄姐妹们告诉我们说, 这个跟夏娃从亚当的肋旁被造是不一样的.
That his church, the life, came out.
乃是他的教会, 他的生命从他的肋旁流出.
And we read Hebrews chapter 10.
我们也读到希伯来书第十章.
Where the Bible tells us that this piercing was very similar to the piercing of the ear.
圣经告诉我们说, 这个肋旁被刺, 就跟那个穿耳朵的这个是很相似的.
That the old Jewish slaves,
那些在犹太人中间那些奴仆,
after they had worked for 7 years,
当他们为主人工作了七年之后,
and their obligation was done,
他们的责任就完成了,
their master would say to them, "You are free to go."
他的主人就说, 你现在可以得自由离去了,
whatever you brought in with you, you can take out with you.
你所带来的你可以带走.
But,
但是,
if the Jewish slave loved his master,
如果这个奴隶,
and if his master had prepared for him a bride,
如果他的主人已经为他了准备了一个新娘,
and those he would have to leave them if he wanted his personal freedom.
这个也可以跟他们一起走, 如果他们要得到自由的话.
Oh no, the bride could not leave with him if it was given to him by his master.
如果这个新娘是, 是他的主人所赐给的, 那这个新娘就没有办法跟他一起离去.
But if he chose,
但是如果他选择,
I would rather be in your house,
我愿意继续留在你的, 家里,
to be with you,
要继续和你同在,
and to be with my bride,
也继续和我的, 心腹同在.
Then he would go to the door,
所以他就会到门, 门框上,
and they would pierce his ear.
他们就会穿他的耳.
It was basically saying, I am willing.
基本上就是说, 我愿意留在这里.
It is my own choice,
是我自己的选择要留在这里.
And I choose you,
我选择了你.
And I choose my bride.
我选择了我的心腹.
And we know, brothers and sisters, on that day that the enemy was swirling around our Lord.
弟兄姐妹, 我们知道在那一天, 仇敌着, 仇敌围攻着我们的主耶稣基督.
If you choose me,
如果你选择我,
you will have all the riches and treasures of the world.
你就会得到全世界的丰富.
This was an old temptation.
这是一个非常古老的, 这样一个古老的试探.
The enemy had continuously offered this.
这个仇敌一直用这样的试探来试探我们的主耶稣基督.
But one final time,
但是在那最后的时刻,
the Lord was willing to be pierced.
我们的主耶稣他甘心情愿地为我们创伤.
He said,
他说,
it is finished.
成了.
No more temptation.
我们再没有试探.
No more need to ask.
没有什么再需要再问的.
I choose my father.
我选择了我的天父.
And I choose my bride.
我选择了我的心腹.
It is finished.
成了.
And brothers and sisters, John saw that the house of God must be built on love.
那一天约翰看见了神的家要用爱来建立.
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章.
That she would built up, be built up in love.
我们的神的家要在爱中得建立.
And John also remembered
约翰也记得.
That the Lord said that I must leave so that the helper may come.
他必须离开这个世界,
so that the Holy Spirit could come. So that we could be baptized in the Spirit into one body. So we see that the Lord, He cleaned us off. He put His life into us. He poured out His love so that we could be brought together. And then when he gave up his life,
当他弃绝了自己的生命的时候,
the Spirit came,
圣灵来到我们中间,
baptized us into one body.
圣灵把我们都进入一个身体.
Praise the Lord.
我们感谢主.
It is finished.
成了.
It was a big deal.
这是一个何等大事.
And so, brothers and sisters, we are now at our last message.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 今天我们来到这个信息的最后一个部分.
And it is a simple message of his heart.
乃是他心中一个非常简单的一个信息.
Our great Lord,
我们伟大的神,
he, in Genesis it tells us that he hovered over the surface of the earth.
创世纪告诉我们说, 在水面上漂浮。
He moved very freely.
他自由地运行。
A small distance such as 3 inches, 2 or 3 inches, this big.
但是有一个距离，只有两三英尺这么厚的一个距离。
This big, the Lord had to battle for these 3 inches.
这个两三英尺的距离，是我们主耶稣基督他要付上征战的代价。
You know, when a baby,
当一个婴孩
first begins to walk,
一开始走路的时候
he takes one step,
他开始走了第一步
3 inches,
可能是三个两三个英尺。
And to our wonderful Lord,
但对我们主何等奇妙的救主。
What is 3 inches?
这三个英尺代表意味着什么呢？
Why was it that this 3 inches represented such a barrier?
为什么这三个英尺它代表着这样一个隔离？
We know from the Bible,
我们从圣经中知道，
that there was a veil.
在那边有一个幔子。
And this veil separated two rooms.
这个幔子把两个房间隔开了。
Inside,
在这个房间之内，
was the Holy of Holies.
是至圣所。
This was a special room, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，至圣所乃是一个特别的地方。
And the Bible tells us this veil was hung up and required 5 pillars of acacia.
这圣经告诉我们说，是这个幔子呢，就是支起来是用五片支撑的。
Now in my old bathroom in college,
在我是在读上读大学的时候，我们的洗手间
I had a shower curtain.
我这个洗手间的浴室里边也有一个幔子。
And when I hung it up,
当我把这个幔子支起来的时候，
I had a plastic thing,
有一个塑料的东西，
with a little spring on the end,
在旁边有一个弹簧，
and it would hold up this little curtain,
就把这个借着这个力量把这个幔子支起来。
But brothers and sisters, this veil was very different.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这个幔子我们今天讲的是完全不同。
It's described for us in detail in Exodus.
在出埃及记里边把这个幔子做了非常详细的描述。
The scholars tell us it's about 3 inches. We don't know exactly. 2 or 3 inches.
圣经的学者告诉我们可能是有两三英尺这样厚，我们并不是英寸这样厚。
But we do know that it was heavy enough that it required 5 wooden pillars to hold it up.
但是我们知道这个幔子非常重，他又用五个这个柱子才能把它支起来。
Nonetheless, it was just such a small distance.
但是尽管如此，这个距离也是非常短的。
Within it,
但是在那之内，
was a, the place where the Ark of the Covenant rested.
乃是神的约柜。
The Ark of the Covenant was a golden box.
约柜是一个金的做的箱子。
And on the top of it there was a cover.
在上边有一个盖子。
There were 2 arms to carry it.
有两个可以抬的肩。
And there were 2 cherubim.
它上面有两个基路伯。
The cherubim were hammered of 1 piece of gold.
那两个基勒伯呢是用一块金子凿出来的。
And then between the cherubim,
在基勒伯中间，
there was a mercy seat.
乃是施恩座。
And that, in that place, was where the presence of God rested.
在那个地方是神的同在。
And brothers and sisters, no one could cross through that veil to get in there.
弟兄姐妹们，在过去没有人可以通过这个幔子进入至圣所。
If anyone came into that room in an inappropriate way, they were struck down.
如果一个人他不是一个合适的方式进入这个至圣所的时候，他就立即要死亡。
Only the high priest,
只有那个大祭司
once a year,
每年一次
with a covering of the blood of many sacrifices,
借着牛羊的血
could go in,
可以进入这个至圣所。
And even then,
即便在那个时候
the high priest,
这个大祭司
all this fancy robe,
他要穿一个非常大的非常漂亮的衣服
at the bottom,
在这个以弗德的底下
There was a pomegranate,
有石榴
and a bell,
有金铃铛
and a pomegranate,
有一个石榴
and a bell,
另外一个金铃铛
all the way around.
所以这一圈都是石榴和金铃铛
So if the high priest went into that room,
所以当这个大祭司进入那个屋子里的时候
and everyone was listening,
大家都在一直在听
they'd hear the ringing of the bells.
他们就听见这个金铃铛的响声
and then all of a sudden if they didn't hear the ringing of the bells,
如果他们突然间听不见这个金铃铛的响声
and then a heavy clunk,
并且一个扑倒的声音
Something had gone wrong.
他们就知道糟了。
Because brothers and sisters,
因为弟兄姐妹们
coming into the presence of God for those who are not clean is a fearsome thing.
对于这些不洁净的人来到神的面前乃是一个何等可怕的事。
We take it so lightly.
我们把这件事情太轻视。
And we take his greatness so lightly.
我们把他的伟大的慈爱也轻视。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember when David was bringing the ark back?
弟兄姐妹们，你还记得大卫把约柜带回家的时候？
From Baal Judah.
从耶基甸耶林。
And he wanted to bring the ark back.
他把这个把那个从那个地方把约柜带回来。
It was such a good intention.
他心中是一个何等美善的意。
And as they were taking the ark back,
当他们把约柜带回来的时候，
What were they doing?
他们在做什么呢？
They were singing praises.
他们一直在欢呼，在赞美。
As loud as they could.
他们用他们最大的声音来欢呼赞美。
With so much energy.
他们里边充满了能力。
And so much fervor.
他们充满了热忱。
And then the cart.
但是那个车。
Hit a bump.
对，突然间撞到一个石头。
And the ark shifted.
所以那个约柜呢就倾斜了。
And Uzzah.
那时候那个乌宰。
Who was sitting in the front.
他在那个时候在前边。
Actually, I don't know where he was sitting, but he was sitting somewhere in the cart.
但是不知道他在什么地方，但是他离这个约柜很近。
He reached out.
所以他就伸出手去。
To stabilize the ark.
所以他想把这个约柜呢，让它稳定下来。
Brothers and sisters, this is a good thing to do.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道这是他心中是何等美善的意图。
But when he touched the ark.
但是当他摸到这个约柜的时候。
In an inappropriate way.
这是一个不正确的方法。
He was struck down.
所以他就被击毙了。
And everyone was shocked.
大家都非充满了惊奇。
Everything that they were doing on the outside was so good.
从外边看，他们所做的事情都非常好。
All the best singers.
所有最唱歌最好的人。
All the best music.
最好的音乐。
So lively.
充满了好像是活力。
Their souls were stirred up.
他们的魂被挑动起来。
But the Lord was not being revered.
但是神在这边没有向他们显现。
He had been forgotten in the celebration.
神在他们所有的这些庆祝当中被遗忘。
And when Uzzah reached his hand out,
所以当乌宰他把他手伸出去的时候，
he was struck down.
他就被击毙。
And then brothers and sisters, David went back.
所以弟兄姐妹们，大卫就回到他家。
And they came back better prepared.
他这下一次呢，他就有更好的准备。
Every six steps,
每六步，
they made an offering.
他们就献祭。
Six steps is not a lot.
六步并不是很远。
And they had a long way to go.
但是因为他们要走很远的距离。
Brothers and sisters, it's probably a downer.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道这是一个非常让他们耗尽他们力气。
Why couldn't we just sing all the great songs?
我们为什么就不能只是唱这些好的诗歌呢？
It is the honoring of the Lord in His house.
这乃是因着他在神家中的敬拜。
And we can, if we have it, even our worldly, even our religious good is not good enough to be in His presence.
甚至我们这些宗教上的好的行为，在他的面前。
But they finally were able to bring that ark in.
但是最后他们把他那个约柜带回来。
But nevertheless,
尽管如此，
there was always the veil.
在约柜和人中间，
the veil was always the barrier.
这个幔子总是成为人和神之间的。
Even though it was only 2 or 3 inches,
虽然它只有两三个英寸这样厚，
one baby step,
只有一个孩子一开始所走路学走路所迈出的一步，
it was really like a force field.
乃是像一个森林一样。
You couldn't penetrate it.
你没有办法通过去。
No one could go through.
没有人可以通过。
If we carried any sin in,
如果我们带着任何的罪进入其中，
we would perish.
我们就会灭绝。
Because the presence of God rested between the cherubim.
因为神的同在是在基路伯的中间。
But what was the problem?
但是这里边问题是什么呢？
The problem is that in the Lord's heart,
问题是在我们主耶稣基督的心里。
He had always intended for us to be on the inside.
他一直期望着我们能够进入幔内。
It was his desire that we would be near to him.
是他的心里边的渴望，让我们能够天天的亲近他。
From the very beginning, this is what he longed for.
从创世一开始，他心中就有这样一个渴慕。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
让我们一同翻开约翰福音第十二章。
When the Lord was coming to this earth,
当主耶稣来到这个地上的时候，
He was introduced.
他人家介绍他。
His introduction came by way of a name.
他的介绍是用着一个名字开始。
And this name was Emmanuel.
他的名字是以马内利。
Brothers and sisters, do we know what Emmanuel means?
弟兄姐妹，我们知道以马内利的意思吗？
God with man.
是神与我们同在。
And he always has desired this.
这是他心中一直的渴慕。
This is how he was introduced.
这是人。所介绍他的一个名字。
And then we think, has his intention changed?
我们想他也许他的目的改变了。
Through all of these years, has his heart changed?
也许经过这许多的年日当中，他的目的改变了。
It did not.
但是没有。
Verse 26.
我们来看第二十六节。
If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant also be.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Father, I desire that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里。
His intention, brothers and sisters, has never changed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们主耶稣基督的心愿从来没有改变过。
He didn't just want us to be saved and wandering in our own way.
他不仅仅让我们得救就走自己的道路。
Freed of our sins.
就不仅仅是从我们最终得释放
But going where we wanted to go.
但是一直走自己的路
He has always wanted for us to be near to him.
他一直是让我们在他的同在当中
Within the veil.
是在幔内
And so brothers and sisters, all of our Lord's attention
所以弟兄姐妹们我们主耶稣基督的心愿
fell on this veil.
是乃是这个幔子
I always wondered why at the end of the Gospels it didn't say and our Lord Jesus breathed his lastAnd the altar exploded in 10 million pieces.
我一直在心中有这样一个疑问：为什么主耶稣当他完成了救赎的时候，那个祭坛没有被粉碎，像裂成很多的片
？10 million.
几十亿。
Yeah. But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们
，It was because it's more than just the saving of our sins.
因为这不仅仅是把我们从最终拯救出来。
He wanted us within the veil.
他乃是让我们进入幔内
，and near to him，
乃是和他亲近。
But the problem was still there。
但是问题还在那里。
We could not cross through。
我们不能越过这个幔子。
Now the Bible tells us，
圣经告诉我们
，that we have to have our heart anchored within the veil。
我们要灵魂的锚要抛在幔内。
Do you remember we read it in Hebrews chapter 6？
我们一开始的时候，大家还记得我们读到希伯来书第六章。
If you don't mind, brothers and sisters, I'll read it again。
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以再读一遍。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil.
我们有着指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
Our Lord's intention was that our anchor would be within the veil where He is.
我们主耶稣基督他的心愿，乃是我们灵魂的锚，是抛到幔内和他同在。
If you've ever seen a boat anchored down,
如果你看见一个船，它的锚抛下来了。
And if you could look at the boat from above,
如果你从上面看这个船的时候，
you would see that there's a little circumference of life.
你可以看见一个圆圈，充满是一个生命。
That's right. Here you might go to work.
所以你可以在这边呢去工作。
And here you may be getting a car wash.
你可以在这边呢去洗车。
And here you could be in school.
可以在这边上学。
And there's a little circumference of life.
所以我们看见一个生命的圈。
And brothers and sisters, we all live in this world.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都在这个世界中生活。
And we all have a circumference of living.
我们也都有一个生活的圈。
But if we go deep,
但是如果我们进入更深的话，
down through the waters,
进入那个水深之处，
where's the anchor cast?
乃是抛锚的地方。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord's intention was our anchor would be lodged within the veil.
我们主耶稣的心愿乃是我们的锚要抛在幔内
Where he is.
在他的同在当中
This is our life, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们这是我们的生命
And the Lord's intention was that he would be our company.
弟兄姐妹们主耶稣的心愿乃是他成为我们的同伴
We would share that life together.
我们要一同分享这个生命
In nearness.
是何等的亲密
It was always the longing of his heart.
这是乃是他心中一直的渴望
But the same problem, brothers and sisters.
但是这边我们看见了同样的问题弟兄姐妹们
We could not.
我们没有办法进入。
The nearness to our God,
我们能够神和神来到最近的地方
，was not possible.
也是对我们来说是不可能的。
Because the veil was our barrier.
因为这个幔子就成了人和神之间的隔绝。
Satan had always known.
撒旦一直就知道这件事情。
He knew that the Lord's heart was for this.
因为他知道主耶稣基督的心意是这样。
And so like every good enemy,
所以像所有这些这些对手和敌人一样。
Every capable enemy,
所有这些有能力的这些敌人都是这样。
He attacked our Lord.
他攻击主耶稣。
By separating.
是借着让我们之间和他的隔离。
Those whom he loved.
借着他所爱的人和他的隔离。
From our Lord.
跟主耶稣之间的隔离。
From Adam and Eve.
从亚当和夏娃开始
When they sinned,
当他们犯罪了
they declared independence.
他们与神独立了
I want to know what's right and wrong without your influence, Lord.
他们 对神说我要自己分辨善恶不受你的影响
And so they took the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以他们就吃了分别知识善恶树的果子
And when they declared independence for all of us,
当他们也就为着我们所有后来的人在与神宣布了独立。
We were cast out of the Lord's presence.
我们就从此之后远离了神。
And then through the years,
所有这些年间
the Lord began to reach out.
神一直在向我们呼召。
He reached out to Noah.
他向挪亚发出了呼召。
To Abraham.
向亚伯拉罕发出了呼召。
To Isaac.
向以撒发出了呼召。
To Jacob.
向雅各发出了呼召。
And there was a smaller group of people who desired the Lord.
所以这是只是一小群人，他们的心中向往着神。
And then Egypt was moved. Jacob was moved to Egypt.
雅各就搬到了埃及地。
And in Egypt, they became a great company.
在埃及地，他们生养众多，壮大。
And the Lord raised Moses.
所以神就兴起了摩西。
And Moses led them out.
摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
He declared to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they may worship me."
他向法老宣告，让我的子民去，他们可以敬拜我。
And they came to the mountain.
他们就来到山上
and the Lord described the veil.
所以在山上神向摩西描述这个幔子
and they built it in this way.
所以他们就在借着这样的方法来造这个幔子
and through the years,
所以这些年间
through the judges,
所以借着这些士师们
through Saul,
扫罗
David,
大卫
and then through Solomon,
所罗门
they were able to build the temple.
他们就可以把这个圣殿建立起来。
And still that veil was there.
但是幔子还在那里。
And then Assyria.
我们也知道亚述。
Babylon.
巴比伦。
Prophets.
所有的先知们。
Malachi.
马拉基。
For so long.
所有这些年日过去了。
The veil was still there.
幔子还在那里。
And the Lord's heart could not be satisfied.
我们的主耶稣基督的心就没有得到满足。
What does it mean to desire the Lord?
我们渴慕神是什么意思呢
What does it mean that we long to be in his presence?
我们渴慕他的同在是什么意思呢
Let's turn to the book of 2 Samuel.
我们一同翻到撒母耳记下
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
2 Samuel, Chapter 15, Verse 13.
撒母耳记下第十五章十三节。
This is the story of David.
这是关乎大卫的一个故事。
Then a messenger came to David saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom."
有人报告大卫说，以色列人的心都归向亚沙龙了。
And David said to all of his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise and let us flee, for otherwise none of us shall escape from Absalom."
大卫就对耶路撒冷跟随他的臣仆说。我们要起来逃走，不然都不能躲避亚沙龙。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Then the king's servants said to the king, "Behold, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king chooses."
王的臣仆就对王说，我主我王所定的，仆人都愿遵行。
I believe, brothers and sisters, that they were saying that Absalom is taking over, but if you want for your servants to fight, we are ready to fight.
我相信这里边他的臣仆们对他说，虽然亚沙龙他要反叛，但是如果你们让我们起来征战的话，我们愿意征战。
But in verse 17, they came to the last house of the kingdom.
但是在第十七节，我们看见来到了这个最后的一个房子。
And they stopped at the last house.
他们就在那边停住了。
And then he watched as all of the company came through.
所以他在那边看所有的这些他的同伴们走过去。
Now David remembered what it was like to go from cave to cave.
大卫他心中记得。怎样从一个山洞躲避到另外一个山洞
？When Saul chased him，
当扫罗追赶他的时候
，And Saul sought his life，
当扫罗寻求他的命的时候
，He just ran from cave to cave，
他从一个山洞 藏到另外一个山洞里去。
And he saw all of these people coming by.
他看见了这些人从他的眼前经过。
Who were choosing to go with him.
他看见这些人愿意跟随他。
They were leaving their houses.
他们把他们的房子撇下。
And they were leaving their comfort.
他们把他们的舒服撇下。
And one by one, they were saying, we would rather run from cave to cave.
他们一个一个的跟随大卫说我们情愿从山洞躲到一个山洞躲到另外一个山洞。
I think that David's heart was hurting for his people.
我们相信这个时候大卫因着他子民的原因他的心伤痛。
And then the Lord sent an encouragement.
但是神赐给他勇气。
Down the road came a man named Ittai.
在这个路的后边有一个人叫以太来到他的面前。
Ittai was a foreigner.
以太实际上是一个外族人。
And he came down the road.
他也来到这个路上。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Then the king said to Ittai the Gittite, Why will you also go with us? Return and remain with the king, for you are a foreigner and also an exile. Return to your own place.
王对加特人以太说你是外邦逃来的人为什么与我们同去呢你可以回去与新王同住或者回你本地去吧。
You came only yesterday.
你昨天才来。
And shall I today make you wander with us while I go where I will? Return and take back your brothers. Mercy and truth be with you.
你来的日子不多我今日怎样怎好叫你与我们一同漂流没有一定的住处呢你不如带你的弟兄回去吧愿耶和华用慈爱诚实待你
Here was a foreigner
所以我们这边看见一个 外邦人
He had no obligation
他并没有责任
In fact David even relieved him of the obligation
实际上大卫也从这个责任当中把让他没有这个责任
And he had come from far away
他从远地来
Just yesterday
而且是刚刚来几天昨天才来
A long journey
经过了一个漫长的路程
And they may have finally thought that they had come home
他们想可能终于找到了一个家
And David said to them Go back
所以大卫告诉他们说你们回去吧
Verse 21
第二十一节
Please see if you recognize a part of this verse brothers and sisters
如果你看见你有这些经文当中你所知道的
But Ittai answered the king and said As the Lord lives And as my Lord the king lives Surely Wherever my lord the king may be, whether for death or for life, there also your servant will be.
以太对王说，我只照永生的耶和华起誓，又敢在王面前起誓，无论生死，王在哪里，仆人也必在哪里。
So what he was saying is, wherever my king is, your servant will also be there.
所以他对王说，无论你在哪里，你的仆人也在哪里。
It is exactly what the heart of God was.
这是乃是神的心意。
He always wanted for his servants to be with him.
因为神愿意他的仆人们与他同在。
We read it in John chapter 12, 14, and 17.
我们也从约翰福音第十二章、十四章也读到。
And so here was Ittai.
所以我们看见这里边有一个人，他叫以太。
Free from obligation.
他并没有责任。
He could have lived a comfortable life.
他可以过一个舒服的生活。
And instead, he was choosing to run from cave to cave with David.
但是他选择了要和大卫从一个山洞逃到另外一个山洞。
Not only that,
不仅如此。
Look in the middle of verse 22.
我们也可以看一下第二十二节。
So Ittai passed over with all his men and all the little ones who were with him.
所以以太呢就带着跟随他的人和所有的夫人孩子都过去了。
Have you ever gone on a long hike with a five-year-old?
你有没有带着一个五岁的孩子走很长的路
Brothers and sisters, you get strong shoulders holding them.
弟兄姐妹们你要需要有一个非常强的肩膀来肩扛他们。
But more than that, Ittai was saying, I not only entrust my future to you, but I entrust my children's future to you.
不仅如此我们相信以太在这里边说我不仅把我自己的前途交托在你的手中也把孩子们的前途交托在你的手中
Brothers and sisters, we love our children.
弟兄姐妹们我们都爱我们的孩子
We want for them to know the Lord.
我们希望他们能够认识神
And here was a man who said, I am all in with you, Lord.
但是这里边我们看见一个人他说我全部都交托给你
Yeah, basically, in a New Testament term, thatWherever you go, Lord, I will be there, and my family will be there as well.
所以用新约圣经的讲，就是主耶稣，你无论到哪里，我和我的家都要跟随你。
This is the heart that the Lord is looking for, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神在我们中间所寻找的心情。
Not just living in the houses of comfort.
不仅仅是我们能在这个舒适的房子里边生活。
Having left where we came from.
我们离开了我们原来的地方。
But he wants us not only to leave where we came from, but to choose to go where he goes.
不仅仅离开了我们的过去，乃是要跟随他继续往前，他所去的地方。
But the veil remained.
但是我们看见幔子还在那里。
Brothers and sisters, we still could not come into the Lord's presence.
我们还是不能来到神的同在当中。
Here's the dilemma, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这里边我们看见了一个困惑。
Where the Lord's presence is in heaven.
神的同在是天堂。
It's very much like the Holy of Holies.
乃是象征着这个至圣所。
It is the presence of God and no one could enter.
乃是神的同在是没有人能够进入的。
But the Lord's heart has always been that we would enter in there.
但是神的心意乃是让我们一直要进入这个至圣所中。
And so for through the years and through the ages,
所以历世历代以来
the Lord reached out,
神一直向发出呼召。
And at the very end of every journey,
在每一个旅途的终点
mankind came up against this veil.
人都来到这个幔子的面前。
It was not penetrable.
乃是不能通过的幔子。
The only one was this high priest who could go in once a year with so many sacrifices.
只有大祭司每年一次带着许多的祭才能进入。
Brothers and sisters, this was not the Lord's intention.
弟兄姐妹们，这并不是神的心意。
He wanted many.
他希望是众子。
But the problem was, this could not happen.
但是问题是，没有办法来发生这件事情。
The only offering that was precious enough to allow all to enter was already inside.
因为那个只有一个配得上的祭，那个祭才能满足神的心意，乃是在幔子的里边。
The Lord Jesus, who is the perfect Lamb, He was already within.
主耶稣基督，他是一个圣洁的羔羊，他在幔子的里边。
And no one could enter.
没有人可以进入。
And the enemy,
仇敌
he had always wanted the Lord's position.
他一直想与神争夺的地位。
He had always wanted that seat of honor.
他一直想得到敬拜的地位。
That rightfully belonged to the Son of God.
这个地位乃是属于神的儿子的。
So the enemy thought he had come up perhaps with the perfect puzzle.
所以呢，仇敌想他可能他有一个完美的计划。
Everyone wanted to get in.
每个人大家都想进入。
The front door is locked.
但是前面已经被锁住了。
And the key is locked inside the house.
那钥匙是锁在里边的。
The people inside wanted those inside wanted the people to enter.
在里边的。希望外边的能够进去。
The people on the outside wanted to enter.
外边的也希望能够进去。
But no one could get through.
但是没有人能够通过。
The key, he was inside.
因为这个钥匙是在里边的。
It seems the perfect conundrum.
所以我们在这边看见一个很大的困惑。
But I wonder.
但是我一直在想。
If it was a surprise.
如果这是一个惊奇的话。
Satan may have known there was no way in.
撒旦也许知道没有路可以进入幔内。
Brothers and sisters, we praise the Lord.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们赞美神。
There was a way out.
有一条路可以出来。
Now, why would anyone ever voluntarily leave?
为什么有人他愿意自愿的从里边出来？
The enemy thought that's the place that we all want to go to. Why would anyone leave?
仇敌知道那个地方都是我们一直向往进入的，为什么有人他愿意甘心情愿的出来呢？
But there was a way out.
有一条路可以出来。
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
On that day,
在那一天
2,000 years ago,
大约在2000年前
a little baby was born in Bethlehem.
在伯利恒有一个婴孩为我们而生
And he had left his father's presence.
他离开了他父的同在
And he was the key.
他就是那把钥匙
And he grew up.
当他长大的时候
And in his heart had always the intention.
在他的心中总是有这样的一个意愿
I am about my father's house.
我要一直住在我父的家中。
And he knew that his father's house, there was place for many.
因为他知道他的父的家中有许多的地方。
And so he grew up.
所以当他长大的时候。
And he was so warm.
他是
such a warm person.
他是一个非常热情的人。
And we mentioned this to the young people, that we're always amazed by his greatness.
我们跟年轻人分享到，我们一直知道主耶稣基督他的伟大。
But the people who really stayed with him,
但是那些接近主耶稣基督的人
They knew his goodness,
也知道他的良善
his personality,
也知道他的性格
They were with him daily,
因为他们每天和他同在
And the day came,
所以那天终于来到,
where he stepped out to serve his Lord.
当他出来要服侍他的主的时候,
and he lived a perfect life.
他在地上过了一个完美的人生,
and he touched many people.
他的生命触摸到许多的人,
he performed many miracles.
他行了许多的神迹,
and many people were lifted up because of him.
许多人因着他而得到了生命和勇气。
And then on that day,
但是在那一天,
he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他在科西玛尼园当中。
He was in anguish. He was going through anguish.
他在心中充满了恐惧和痛苦。
His sweat were like drops of blood.
他的汗如血点一样滴下来。
We know that the enemy throughout,
我们知道历史历代以来这个仇敌
focused so much attention on this man.
他一直注视着主耶稣基督。
But the man,
但是主对于主来说
he had his heart fixed.
他的心意已定。
My father,
他说我的父。
And my bride,
是我和我的心腹。
And so on that day,
所以在那一天,
when he was led up to Calvary,
当他人被交付在各个他的时候,
and he was crucified,
当他被钉在十字架上的时候,
and so many around him were hurling insults,
所有这些他周围的人都向他都羞辱他,
and there were so many vantage points.
所以我们可以从许多的不同的角度来看。
The man to his right,
在他右边的，在他左边的。
The man hung on the cross,
在十字架上的。
He brought the Lord brought peace to his heart.
神，我们的主耶稣把平安带到他的心中。
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪得了赦免。
And you have no spot or wrinkle.
在你里边没有污点，也没有皱纹。
Because the bride, she is without spot or wrinkle.
因为心腹乃是没有皱纹和污点的。
And then Mary Magdalene,
所以我们看见抹大拉的玛利亚。
When she had nowhere else to go,
当她没有地方可去的时候。
She came to this place,
当她来到这个地方。
And she saw that we have now become part of his family.
她看见了我们现在是成为她家中的一个成员。
And Nicodemus,
尼哥底母。
And the Pharisees,
所以这些法利赛人。
The lifestyle could not save them.
他们的生活方式不能救他们。
But in a moment,
但是在那个时刻,
the Lord was going to pour out his life for them.
耶稣把他的生命为他们倾倒。
That no longer do we live by a lifestyle.
我们就不只是借着一个生活的方式来生活。
We live by his life in us.
我们乃是借着他赐给我们的生命来活。
And we are living stones.
我们乃是活石。
And the church, she will be built of living stones.
教会乃是借着活石所建造。
With his life.
乃是用他生命所建造。
So that when we see her,
所以当我们看见这个心腹的时候
She will be all the reflection of his life.
我们就看见他乃是神荣耀生命的反射。
And then John.
当我们看见约翰福音。
John saw love.
他看见爱。
He saw the love of this man.
他看见在主身上的爱。
Even in his moment of anguish.
甚至在他痛苦的时候。
The Lord loved his enemies.
神爱他的仇敌。
And he looked down at Mary.
他看下边的玛利亚。
And he looked at John.
他看见这样
and he said, "You two now are one household."
他说，看你的儿子，看你的母亲。
And he realized that the house was going to be built in love.
他们在一个房子里面生活，乃是借着爱来建立。
The love that would be poured out by our Lord.
这个爱乃是神向我们所倾倒的。
And then our Lord.
所以我们的主
He breathed his last.
他就断了气。
He took his last breath.
他他断了气
and he cried out,
他大声地呼喊
it is finished,
成了
and the veil was torn in two from top to bottom.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告
Lord, we are so thankful to you.
主，我们何等地感谢你。
For so long, you had desired that we would enter into your presence.
你长久以来一直渴望着我们进入你的同在。
Lord, we had wandered in so many ways.
我们自己都个人偏行己路。
But Lord, you have drawn us to yourself.
但是你把我们都吸引到你的身边。
You have opened the way.
你为我们开了一条路。
The veil was torn in two from top to bottom.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And it cannot be closed anymore.
不能再合起来。
Lord, may it be that your people, we would desire to live in your company.
主耶稣，愿我们所有的人都愿意生活在你的同在当中。
May we live near to your heart.
让我们在活在你的心意当中。
And may we not choose the way of the world.
我们不选择世界的道路。
May we, Lord, become disciples.
愿我们成为你的门徒
，dedicated to you，
让我们的生命归向你
，for your glory，
为着你的荣耀
，and for your church，
为着你的教会
，we worship you，
我们敬拜你
，hallelujah Lord，
hallelujah，
thank you for what you have done，
感谢你为我们所成就的
，in Jesus' name we pray，
奉主耶稣的名祷告
，amen，
amen。